Let's take a look at opening prices in Kansas City, first of all, followed by the Chicago Board of Trade. We gave overnight trade coming up or back at 8:49 this morning, Central Time. May wheat on the Kansas City Board of Trade opened up 3 3/4 cents, rather, a bushel at 4.04 a bushel. The July opened at 4.10 a bushel. That was up 3.5 cents. On the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat not so high up on the open. It opened at 3.41 3/4, up a half. July 3.54 1/2, unchanged. September wheat opened at 3.65 1/2, down a quarter. December 3.80 1/2, up a half. And March wheat opened at 3.92 1/2, down a half. So a mixed opening in Chicago today. In the corn pit, May opened at 2.23 a bushel, up 3/4. July at 2.33 1/2, up a quarter. September at 2.43 1/2, up 3/4. December of 06 corn at 2.55 1/4, up 3/4. March corn for next year at 2.64, up 3/4. And May 07 corn opened at 2.68, up a half. In the oats, May opened at 1.74 3/4, up 3/4. July at 1.77, up a half. In soybeans, the May contract opened at 5.82 1/2, up 1. July at 5.94 1/2, unchanged. August at 5.99 1/2, up a half. September harvest month soybeans, 6.03, up 1 1/2. November at 6.10 1/2, up a half. January of 07 beans at 6.18 a bushel, up a half. And March of next year, 6.25, up 1. May soybean meal opened at 1.79 even, up 60. The July contract, 1.80 60, up 10. May bean oil opened at 22.96, up 5 cents, and July at 23.38, up 3. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 103.70, down 2.5. April opened at 104.30, up 22.5. The May up 17.5 on the open at 104.55. Live cattle for April at 81.60 on the open, up 12.5. The June contract, 75.50, up 10. In the hogs, April lean hogs opened up 5 at 57.50, the May at 64.40 on the open, down 45. June lean hogs, 66.10, down 15. July, 66.20, unchanged. May pork bellies opened at 85.25, down 1.15. And the July contract, 86.92 1/2, down 127 1/2. Looking outside the commodity markets in Chicago and Kansas City, the May crude oil contract opened in New York at, or was trading recently in New York at 66 a barrel even. That's down 7 cents. The CRB index is at 331.26, down 40. The U.S. dollar index is up 5 at 90.34. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 111.61. That's up about 6.5 points. The S&P 500 index up 2.5 at 12.96. And the NASDAQ is up about 11 points now at 23.16. Some other outside markets to consider. Silver contract for March at 10.85 an ounce, up 2 cents. And the April contract is at 10.80, down 2. Gold for March at 5.66. Gold for April, rather, now trading at 5.66.60. That's down 40 cents an ounce. Current trade right now on the Board of Trade, wheat is up between a penny and a quarter and 2.5 cents. The corn is up between a penny and a quarter and a penny and 3/4. The beans now have trended down a penny and a half to 2 cents a bushel. Joining us now to take a look at this market on our Wednesday is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Tom. Nice to talk to you. I have to share this one with you.
Okay.
One of our early morning commodity wires talks about the commodity guru Jim Rogers, maybe a cousin to Tom Rogers, is saying that commodities have an 8-year bull run ahead of it. And I thought that was an interesting way to start our early commodity conversation.
Well, he's no relation that I know of, but he sounds like he likes his job. So
anybody
with
the last name of Rogers has to be pretty darn smart.
You got to take him seriously, exactly. Yeah. Well, let's look at the market as it's starting out today. Beans were called kind of flat; they've trended down a little bit. What is it that's there was some support? What was supporting that on the pre-opening calls, and then what's happening at this point?
Well, number one, yesterday the energy markets just basically exploded, and that's one reason why I think commodities put in such a good performance today, and yesterday, I mean. But, you know, the basic idea is that we have a lot of reports coming out on Friday, supply, demand, and stocks report and also acreage, and which are all extremely important. The private weather people are talking about quite a bit of rain, but not as much rain in those western wheat growing areas. India is talking about some importation of 2 million tons after their harvest is put to bed. When it's all said and done, oil prices and the commodity prices, the cheap dollar, are all beneficial. The negative side is we still have a tremendous crop of soybeans out of South America that's going to come into the world market. Soybean oil prices seem to be a little bit sluggish as far as demand is concerned. So we have a tug of war here. Outside commodity markets have done quite well last year and this year, and we're having a fairly large supply of soybeans that we're facing.
There is also talk of our last analyst has talked about the talk up to the Friday reports on planting intentions, saying that maybe a little fewer soybean acres will be included in that report than first thought.
Well, there is this talk about more corn and less soybeans, but we're still talking about the average trade guess of about 2 million more acres of soybeans than last year and 1.2 million acres less corn. One of the things that we're still going to see is, of course, is some shift in acreage in the U.S. as a whole, and more wheat acres, but it's the real concern of major shifts because of dry weather has basically been softened some since we are looking at good rain forecasts in the near term, as well as the last several weeks. We've seen some good to generous rainfall. It really depends on planting weather at planting time, but we do anticipate some mild pullback in the corn acres. The rust situation is not quite the concern that it was a year ago.
What about the technical picture? Is that going to be a factor in the market today?
Well, a good question. Since last Sunday night, the commodity funds have let it be known that they still play an important part of price discovery in Chicago, but the trend still is down in corn and still is down in soybeans and wheat. Whenever we want a little excitement, we just turn the page to the New York commodities and see strength in oil and also gold and silver and a weak U.S. dollar.
All right. That's all we need for today, then.
Well, have a profitable day, and it's always nice to talk to somebody by the name of Rogers.
I'll tell Jim you said hello.
Okay.
Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Quick check of the latest tick in Kansas City. May wheat is at 405 a bushel, up 3.25 cents. May in Chicago wheat is at 344, up 2.75. The July at 356.25, up 1.75. May corn is at 223.75, up 1.5. July 234.5, up 1.25. September corn 244.5, up 1.75. December at 256.25, up 1.75. May soybeans are down 1.25 at 580.25. July at 593.25, down 1.25. August is down 0.5 at 598.5. November beans at 609, down 1. Bean meal for May right now down 880 at 177.60. Bean oil for May is at 22.93, up 2. On the Merck, feeder cattle for March at 103.45, down 27.5. April live cattle 81.12.5. Check that now, 81.10, down 37.5. April lean hogs at 57.70, up 25. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. I'll be back at 10:58 with an update on the markets. Our forecast from Ed Kieser for today in far southern Illinois, partly to mostly sunny, but elsewhere cloudy with some areas of fog lingering around this morning, then a mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, and highs ranging from 50 along the Chicago lakefront to 63 degrees in the far south. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows ranging from 38 in northeast Indiana to 48 in west central and southwest Illinois. For tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. And highs tomorrow from 60 along the Chicago lakefront to 73 degrees in the far south.